I want us to preach today from John 1:14. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Come, let us adore him. Father in heaven, I pray that you would open our minds and our hearts to receive your word, to rejoice in all you've done for us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to be preaching today from John 1:14. And the word became flesh. The word, can you imagine that? A word becoming flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory. Today we see his glory. Every day we rejoice before him, or we should, and give glory to God. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only. There's one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace. Oh, do we need the grace of God? And truth, that we may walk in the ways of God. And this season of the year, this Christmas season, is a time to rejoice in the greatness and the wonder of God Almighty, and to be so very thankful that God has become like us so that we could become like him. I think that's the big, big blessing, that Jesus was born so that we could become more like him. And he became like us. And the word became flesh. That is like unthinkable to some people in some religions, that the word of God becomes flesh. That's the truth. That's how much God loves us. I'm kind of person that lives off the love of God. For if it were not for the love of God, where would I be? Where would I be? Where would any of us be? His grace and his mercy. God became a man. That's like, how could that be? It's because of his love. Because he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Because of this great love of God that we cannot fathom. And there are four reasons I want to go with you today. Four reasons God became a man. I know sometimes you can't get your brain around that. You know, God, I mean, he's the greatest, and he still is. Four reasons I want to show you why God became a man in Jesus Christ. God's love, God's mercy, and how great he is. And to reveal himself to us, he became one of us. Now, you talk about love. Here, he became one of us, so that we could become one with him, one with us. And he came to reveal who he was. He says, this is who I am. What love is this? That he would take from being at the top, and he is. There's none like him. But he humbled himself. He revealed himself in his person. He came and let us know that he wears shoes too. That sometimes as a person, he says, this is who I am as a person. And sometimes as a person, it's not all glitter. He's like us. To sacrifice, to reveal himself to us in a personal way. Now, we don't know everybody on a first-name basis, do we? We don't know everybody about their income or where they live, whether they're up or down. God sent Jesus into this world to show the world, to show man, male and female, boy or girl, this is who I am. I am God. And I know what it's like to be you. I know what it's like to suffer. He came so that we could behold him. This is me. I'm on the real, in other words. I know what it's like to lose a job. I know what it's like to lose a loved one. I've come to share life with you, and so that you will be able to share your life with me, and that you will realize that Jesus is God. And he holds in his hands, holds in his power, holds in his strength to take care of any issue you may have. And you can realize that you are somebody, as they say, because somebody loves you. And that somebody is me. This is who I am. It's up close and personal with God. That's why we pray on our knees. That's why we share all of our burdens. And he wants us to do that with him and to be able to empathize. He's come as one of us so that we could empathize with him. We could understand, we could get on his level and he on ours. You say, Pastor, that's blasphemy to say that God get on our level. God became a human being in every sense of the word of a human being. As folks say, word up. That's right. Word went up to heaven and he has come to save us. He is our God and we can trust him and we can love him. And he empathizes with us. Do you realize that? When we hurt, he hurts. He is a God who feels. He's a God who suffered. And he wants us to know that. He says, I understand what you're going through. I understand your struggles because I had to struggle. That's why he became like us. He had to struggle. He was despised. Folks didn't like him. And rejected. He knows what it's like when you are despised because of the color of your skin or the neighborhood you live in. He knows what it's like to hurt. He knows what it's like to have no food in the icebox, as we used to call it, the refrigerator. And so therefore, God comes and becomes one of us so that he can identify with us. Oh, I used to love, and I still love, an old song, an old gospel song. That song said, I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses. And guess what? I'm not alone, for he walks with me. That's right. God walks with you, even when you're barefooted. He walks with me, the psalm says. God is that up close and personal. You may not see him, but he's there with you. He walks with you. And he talks with you. And he encourages us. And he tells us we are his own. And the joy and the love that we savor, none others has ever known. No empire maker, no oh, rich man. Jesus knows what it is because he walks with us every day and he talks with us. And he makes us understand by his word and by him taking and giving his flesh and blood to give us life now and forevermore. I could go on and on and on. But God is a man who became, who was God. Jesus is God. I want you to understand that. Jesus is God and forever will be God. But God suffers. God suffers us. God suffers for us. and with us. Remember, you're not alone. God loves you very much, and so do I. Father in heaven, we thank you for the word today. We thank you that you humbled yourself to become like us so that we could understand you, so that we could share life with you. Bless us now, Father, as we go and live and walk in your spirit. Thank you for being the God you are. Yes, Jesus paid it all, and he did it all for us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. For us, that's why he became a man, so that he could give us life. He came to serve as an atoning sacrifice for us. Atoning means that he paid it all on that cross. And part of our service today, we're going to have communion, because as we eat of the bread and drink of the wine, we need to be reminded of the body and the blood of Jesus. He came and paid it all. He became a human being so that he could die for our sins. I want us to go to Mark, the 14th chapter. I want to read verses 22 through 26. Mark 14, 22 through 26. While they were eating, Jesus took bread and he gave thanks and he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, take it. This is my body. And I want us, as we see it down the screen, thank you guys for putting it up on the screen. I want us to think about the fact, as we eat this bread and drink this wine, that Jesus gave his body, his blood, so that as well, we could drink of the wine that would remind us that we're cleansed of all of our sins. He gave it. He did that for us. He didn't have to do it. But that's why Jesus became a man. That's why Jesus is God. To be able to love us like no other. So while they were eating, Mark 14:22, while they were eating, Jesus took bread, symbol of his body. He said, take, this is my body. Let's partake of the bread at this time. And then we'll go to the wine afterward. But as we read this and as we bring this into our minds and our hearts, let's remember, while they were eating, Jesus took bread and he gave thanks. And we ought to give thanks for the body. He says, this is my body. He became a man with a body who bled and died for us. Then it says, then he took the cup. We'll take my bread now. As I'm taking it and eating of it, I'm reminded of what Jesus has done for me and for you and all of us. This is my body. Then he took the cup, that cup of wine, and he gave thanks. And we give you thanks, dear Lord, for giving your Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood that cleanses us of all of our sins, past sins, present sins, and sins that we will even commit in the future. There's no end to your love. There's no one like you that would give their blood as a covenant. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Thank you, Jesus. He said to them, and then in verse 25, I tell you the truth, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine, or even the bread. But the truth is that for eternity, present and into the future, we will give thanks to God for giving us his son, Jesus Christ. We will eat of that bread and drink of that blood, that wine, forever and ever. Dear Lord, we thank you for sending your son, for making such a great sacrifice. And we rejoice as we celebrate your love for us. So let us, as we drink of this wine, we ask you to bless this wine, Lord. And we will hear the song and we can sing along with it. Remembrance.
Respond to your invitation. We remember.